Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Reporters, politicos, and celebrities mixed it up at the White House Correspondents' Dinner Saturday night. The event is affectionately known to some as the Nerd Prom. As NPR's Marie Andrusovich reports, speakers celebrated democracy and a free press while also roasting the newsmakers.
President Biden took the podium for a relatively short set, poking fun at his own age, but also taking more than a few shots at presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump.
And yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old.
Saturday Night Live's Colin Jost was the headliner. He also mentioned the president's advanced age more than once.
It's after 10 p.m. Sleepy Joe is still awake.
But Jost ended on a sentimental note, saying his late grandfather voted for Biden and calling the president a decent man. Marie Andrusovich, NPR News, Washington.
More than 50 people have been arrested over the past few days after Indiana University demolished a Gaza solidarity encampment on the Bloomington campus. George Hale from member station WFIU reports.
State troopers in riot gear descended on Indiana University's Dunn Meadow Saturday for the second time this week. They used plastic wrist restraints to subdue protesters who were calling on IU to divest from Israel. PhD student and IU Divestment Coalition Rep. Bryce Green says the crackdown won't deter those at the camp, which is just one of dozens of encampments that have sprung up at universities across the U.S.
All these students on all these schools are asserting their power, asserting their voice, and asserting their demands from their university.
Green was among those arrested on Dunn Meadow. He faces a 5-year ban from campus, according to documents provided by a union that represents him. For NPR News, I'm George Hale in Bloomington, Indiana.
On Wednesday, the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments about whether Idaho's abortion ban applies to emergency situations. Since the ban has been in effect, Idaho's biggest hospital system says the number of people needing flights out of Idaho for emergency abortions is up sharply. From Boise State Public Radio, Julie Locheta has more.
In Idaho, physicians can terminate pregnancies only to save the life of the mother, not to preserve her health. That sometimes leaves doctors second-guessing when they can intervene. Dr. Jim Sousa is chief physician at St. Luke's Health System.
And when the guessing game gets too uncomfortable, we transfer the patients out at a very high cost to another state where the doctors are allowed to practice medicine.
St. Luke's says they've airlifted 6 patients to neighboring states for emergency pregnancy terminations since January. That's compared to just 1 in all of 2023. Idaho's Attorney General Raul Labrador suggested hospitals were airlifting patients in crisis, quote, just to make a political statement. For NPR News, I'm Julie Duqueta in Boise.
And you're listening to NPR News. Former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is in a New York City hospital this weekend. His rape conviction was nullified by an appeals court on Thursday. He was then moved to a New York jail before he was sent to Bellevue Hospital in Manhattan. Weinstein is 72 years old and has been dealing with a number of health problems, from diabetes and sleep apnea to eye and cardiac issues. The U.S. is once again highlighting Zimbabwe's poor human rights record. A new report from the State Department accuses Zimbabwe's government of failing last year to identify, investigate, or prosecute officials who may have committed human rights abuses. Ish Mafundikwa has more from Harare.
The report accuses Zimbabwe's government of failing to address what the U.S. calls significant rights cases, including credible reports of unlawful and extrajudicial killings, cruel, inhuman or degrading treatment or punishment, and life-threatening prison conditions. It also calls out security forces for using excessive force to disperse peaceful demonstrations and to disrupt informal traders. The document also says widespread reports point to abuse and irregularities in elections last summer that saw incumbent President Emmerson Mnangagwa win. For NPR News, I am Ishma Fundikwa in Harare.
Cuba is facing a financial crisis. Residents of Havana hoping to withdraw pesos from ATMs this week and are finding many of them empty because of a shortage of cash. One resident told a reporter that it shouldn't be so difficult to get the money that you earn while you're working. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Bombas. Bombas makes absurdly soft socks, underwear, and T-shirts. And for every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/NPR and use code NPR.